గంధరాశ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటర్ 4 చాప్టర్ 30 టెక్స్ట్ 2 కింబారేహ పరత్రవాద కైవల్యనాద ప్రియపార్శ్వర్తన ఆసాద్య దేవం గురుతం దృశ్య ప్రాభుపరమైన ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ ఎస్సీ భక్తివేదాంత స్వామి కీలకి మై డియర్ డిసైపుల్ ఆఫ్ బృహస్పతి వాట్ డిడ్ సన్స్ ఆఫ్ కింగ్ పరిసర్ నోన్ యాజ్ ది ప్రత్యేతస్ అప్టేన్ ఆఫ్టర్ మీటింగ్ లార్డ్ శివ హూ ఇస్ వెరీ డియర్ టు ది సుప్రీం లార్డ్ బెస్టర్ ఆఫ్ లిబరేషన్ సర్టన్లీ గో ట్రాన్స్ఫర్ టు ది స్పిరిచువల్ వరల్డ్ బట్ అపార్ట్ ఫ్రమ్ దట్ వాట్ డిడ్ ది అప్టేన్ విత్ ఇన్ దిస్ మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్ ఐదర్ ఇన్ దిస్ లైఫ్ ఆర్ ఇన్ అదర్ లైఫ్స్ My dear disciple of Brahaspati, what did the sons of King Barisat, known as Prachetas, obtain after meeting Lord Shiva? He is very dear to the Supreme Lord. Bestower of liberation. Certainly they were transferred to the spiritual world. But apart from that, what did they obtain within this material world? Either in this life or in the other lives. Purport. All types of material happiness is obtained in this life or in the next life, on this planet or in another. The living entity wanders within the material world in so many species of life and so many planet systems. The distress and happiness obtained during the span of life are called iha. And the distress and happiness obtained in the next are called Para. Actually, Lord Mahadeva is one of the great demigods within this material world. Generally, his blessings bestowed on ordinary people mean material happiness. The predominating deity of Swa Durga is under the control of Mahadeva, Girisha. Thus, Lord Mahadeva can offer anyone any kind of material happiness. Generally, people prefer to become devotees of Lord Girisha to obtain material happiness. But the Prachetas met Lord Mahadeva with providential arrangement. Lord Mahadev instructed them to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he personally offered a prayer as stated in the previous verse, Rudra Gita. Simply by chanting the prayers offered by Lord Shiva to Vishnu, the Prachetas were transferred to spiritual world. Sometimes devotees desire to enjoy material happiness also. Therefore, by the arrangement of the Supreme Lord, the devotee is given a chance to enjoy the material world before his final entrance into the spiritual world. Sometimes a devotee transferred to the heavenly planets and so on. To Janaloka, Maharloka, Kapoloka. However, a pure devotee never aspires for any kind of material happiness. The pure devotee is completely consequently transferred directly to Vaikuntha Loka. The pure devotee, which is described here as Param, is This was Vidura's Maitreya and the disciple of Brahaspati about the different achievements of Vajratas. Om Ajnana-tanda-antasya-jnana-jnana-salaka Satsuru-mulkan-jnana-tasmai-sri-guru-jnana Sri-chaitanya-mano-vishtam-sadhita-jnana-bhutala Swayam-rupa-kala-najan-dhanati-sra-padantakam Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Gauravaparama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Vidura is asking Maitreya, Maitreya is a disciple of Brahaspati, and it is mentioned here. So there is always Guru Parampara. And this transcendental knowledge, which is beyond the mundane senses in the mind, which is also material, so we cannot understand or take up Krishna consciousness when we are under the three modes of material nature. A lot of people, they speak about God. And there are many concoctions and speculations. But there is no room for speculation or concoction in the subject of God, in the science of God. Science means reality, the science of the soul, the science of the God, so, which is objective and universal. So the Vrachas were fortunate to meet a very exalted Vaishnavanam Yathasambhu, the Lord Shankar. And the advanced devotee is not only expert, is very compassionate. If he just takes interest, so why did Lord Shiva take interest in the Prachetas? The Prachetas were very obedient to their father, they are willing to learn. So, the prime qualification for spiritual life is obedience. Disciple means discipline. So, after the mode of goodness, we come to the discipleship. After the mode of goodness, we come to transcendence. So the Prachetas are very purified. And they were searching for the absolute truth. Although they were meant to become married, become grihasthas. So these are certain temporary things. Doing a job here in this world, getting married. That is just a convenience, but that is not the business of life. The business of life is varnasrama acharavata purushena puman vishnu arajate panda nanya tattvasha karanam. The whole idea of following varnasrama dharma, vishnu arajate panda nanya tattvasha karanam. How through varnasrama dharma we can please the Supreme Personality of God. Anything we do, and the supreme goal in life is to attain liberation. Liberation from material bondage. So, becoming free from material bondage, serving Krishna and developing one's dormant love for Krishna. So in Vedic civilization, there was no exploitation, there was no prejudice, there was no greed, lust, envy, anger. All these things are against Vedic culture. Vedic culture means people have certain characteristics. Brahmavadis. Brahmavadi or Adhyatmavadi. So, people want to maintain character, people want to maintain good qualities without spiritual realization. But that will not happen. All the good qualities, they rest with the soul, which is part and parcel of the Supreme Soul or the Lord. So you will have a perfect social order by introducing Krishna consciousness. People can actually follow varnasrama dharma and then transcend varnasrama dharma also. So here it is said, Shiva is very dear to the Supreme Lord, and the Supreme Lord is the bestower of liberation. So the Guru is kind, the Guru is benevolent, and the Supreme Lord, whoever approaches Him, you may approach the Supreme Lord for anything, but ultimately it will lead to liberation. With lack of understanding, we approach demigods or Lord Vishnu also sometimes for material benedictions, But actually what we need is liberation. Liberation means freedom from the bodily encagement. So the next question comes, when you are liberated from the body, what you will do? What are the activities of a liberated soul? Many times people think, here in this world we work, and when we die, we merge into the existence of the Lord. How can that be? In temporary life, in conditioned life, we have so many activities, and in liberated states, with relationship with the Supreme Lord, Sanatana Purush. So if with temporary relations we have so many things to do, we have to do so many things. Why do we think when we are liberated we will become some Brahmalin or Nirvikalpa Samadhi or so on? Brahmalin means no activity. Just you become one with the Supreme Lord, merge. Nirvikalpa, that means there is no thought processes. That is also not correct. There is something called Nirvikalpa Samadhi. Nirvikalpa Samadhi, that word may be used and understood appropriately. There are no material thoughts or desires. Liberation also means liberation from material bondage, liberation from material desires, and freedom from material activities. Activities will be there. Material activities, they will not be there. So these Brichatas, they recited Rudra Gita given by Lord Shiva. And then they stayed on for some time on this planet. And then they moved on to the spiritual world. So now this Vidura is inquiring, what did they do while they were living in this world? Like after death, they went back to the spiritual world. So while chanting Rudra Gita, till the time of death, what they were doing the rest of the time? The Prachatas, they meditated on Rudra Gita, and then in the end they went back to Godhead. Whether you call it Rudra Gita or Purusha Sukta or Uttama Sloka, whatever, the real auspiciousness can come from approaching Lord Krishna, Lord Vishnu. So the good fortune arises when you meet Vaishnavas. The good fortune arises when you realize that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the good fortune will be yours when you chant His names. So life is so simple. Life is so blessed if you come to Krishna. So devotees, they live in this world, they move around in this world, not for any sense gratification or for any personal gain. Devotees, they traverse all over the world just to reclaim the conditioned souls back to Godhead. So, liberated souls, they don't keep quiet. Liberated souls, they are very active. Say among people in tamogun, in rajogun, in satogun, it's that there's intense activity in rajogun. But in satogun, there may not be intense activity on a material platform. Actually, devotees are more intense because 24 hours. There may be some time for a person in the mode of passion because the body needs intervals of rest, intermittent rest periods. Whereas the person in the mode of goodness or one who is in the transcendental platform is also very active. Very active because there is so much you can do for Krishna. There is so much you can do for the people. And you are so attracted to Krishna that you want to attend to so many details of his service. So, you are attracted to Krishna, you are in the mode of goodness, your mind is, your senses are fully under the control. So now, that's why we say single individuals in spiritual life, they have contributed in a very awesome manner. Single individuals, they did so much to the world. Adi Shankaracharya, Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Prabhupada, just one person during that time. So, because intense activity coupled with spiritual ecstasy, coupled with compassion to reach out to everyone. So a spiritual person is very, very active. So we are materially, we may not be active, but spiritually. It said what is night for materialist is day. Night time people sleep. So whatever activities materialists are doing, the spiritualist is not at all interested. A sleeping person practically has no consciousness what is people's interest. So for material activity, the spiritual person is asleep. And for spiritual activities, then a materialist is completely oblivious or very indifferent. A material person is very indifferent and is unaware of spiritual activities. that makes the difference between a spiritualist and a materialist. Both are active. A materialist is intensely active for personal gain, for personal enjoyment, for personal reputation, and for extended means extending to your family, extending to your society and country, or to the humanity. But everything is defective. It looks like a materialist. He's taking good care of the family, but he's not taking care of other families. If he just confined to family, yeah, he's good, taking good care of his community. Sometimes we see the Jat community. They award scholarship to their Jat brethren, and they erect buildings, dharmashalas for Kurukshetra, the Jat dharmashala. They're working only for their community. Why don't they understand there are other human beings who are also like the Jat people? The people are same everywhere. Why should only work for Jats or Baniyas? You know, the Agarwal Samaj. They don't do any other Agarwal community. They try to rise up to the occasion and help them. So it is very contradictory. On one hand, you say we are Indians, but your help is only extended to Baniyas, or your help is extended only to this section of the people. And then there are people who love the nation, but are the people in other nations not human beings? People in your nation, they may be bad, but you want to support your, because you are a nationalist, you want to support your people, although they are bad. But there are good people outside your nation, but because your intelligence is contaminated, your compassion doesn't extend. Sometimes humanitarian, there may be some people, they are not concerned about nationality also. They want to work for all fellow human beings. But what about the animals? So they have no compassion for animals. It's a very defective philosophy. Even you extend it, you are a very selfless person devoted to humanity. But you will not have peace of mind or comfort, because in your ignorance, you are eating and killing. You are killing and eating so many animals, and there is a terrible reaction. You wonder, oh, I am selflessly, I am working. I don't have any wrong habits or self-interest. Why do things happen like that? Like I was reading, seeing the paper, every day some derailment of train, some accident, all over the world. So many people are dying in accident. So, because we don't understand there is a relationship between what we do to the animals and what will happen to the human society. If in animal society we create horror and terror and massacre, you do that. And in human society, leaders are nice and everybody is working hard. They want to do something for their fellow beings, and everything is like People are trying all over the world to serve the humanity, philanthropic activities. But all their efforts are shattered. They do something small, some big calamity comes, and there is a big loss. You spend 3 crores, 4 crores, but the loss is 150 crores. When are you going to recover? The country is becoming poorer and poorer. Previously they used to call America as a aristocratic nation, affluent country, but not anymore. There is unemployment, 7%, 10%, 14% unemployment. If unemployment is there, means people are not happy because they don't have income and they have to depend. Whether it is social security or beggary, they have to depend. And then, because they all eat meat 7 days a week, and the result is that their mind is spoiled by Krishna. Krishna spoils, God doesn't spoil anyone's mind, but your reactions, they come upon. Krishna doesn't spoil the mind, but what can you do? You eat meat and you do so much violence, and the result is that your thinking is not straight. And then you take decisions to embark on war, you want to fight and so on. When two people fight, it is said, when two people fight, both are losers. In one sense, one is a loser and the other is a... But because in fighting, like in the Second World War, these Americans and Britishers, they won. And Japan and Germany, they were all blasted. But because they attacked each other, there is great, great damage on both sides. To rebuild the economy and to reconstruct the society and to build up, you know, the things. Let's say whenever the wars come, they completely destroy everything to poverty. So here, the Prachatas, they were basically people in the mode of goodness. That means they were doing whatever best they can, Prachatas, doing austerities. So we don't get Vaishnavas to come amidst us. Generally, the Vaishnavas are very few, finger count. Like if people are going out daily, Radhayatra, and people are not desiring, oh, we should have festivals for the Lord. People are not interested. People are planning for their sense gratification. But devotees, being welfare workers, they want to bring in Krishna conscious culture in the society. And so one man, few people, they plan. The result is that so many people, they get benefit in so many ways. just by having darshan of Jagannath on the cart, or accepting Jagannath Prasad, which will unfailingly award blessings. Anyone who accepts Jagannath Prasad, takes darshan and chants Hare Krishna. So devotees always think ways and means how to inject Krishna consciousness in the members of the society. People are not looking forward to that. People are very skeptical about that. But devotees, being realized souls, they are confident. They are only this alone will do good to the people. We don't need nothing, no research projects. We don't need any big plans. In the next 5 years, there are going to be flyovers all over Nellore, flyovers. So the traffic is going to be more. They are planning for all these things. For the future, we need this, we need that. But they are ignoring the need for becoming Krishna conscious. So devotees, they go out of the way. It is said it's a thankless job. And it is a great effort on our part, not for any self-interest, but for benefit of Paradukha Dukhi. Vaishnava Paradukha Dukhi. A Vaishnava is very grave. How foolish people to expect peace and prosperity without Krishna consciousness. The process is simple, but people are so dull, and people are so complicated, and people are so lost. People are so lost that they cannot understand. So their head is empty, headless. Head is there, but nothing inside. You can as well call it as headless. No? The head is there, but it doesn't function. So it is headless. That means like it's just some dummy. Dummy means only in form it is there, but good for nothing. Infertile brain. Fertile brain means Krishna conscious brain. Infertile brain. So I give you land, take an easy 5 acres of land, all rocky soil. What is the use? What will you do with that land? Useless. So, as Prabhupada said, about overpopulation. No, it is not overpopulation, it is unwanted population. People who are not chanting Hare Krishna, they are all unwanted people. They are a burden to Mother Earth. They are harassing the Mother Earth. People who are walking on this land without chanting Hare Krishna, they are like thumping the breast of Mother Earth. And she becomes very anguished. She becomes very upset. You know, when people are upset, they come out with certain emotions. When people are happy, they come out with, when you are happy, please come, eat this, please come, take this. When you are upset, get out of here, you cannot touch it here. Everything stops. So we are making Mother Earth by our nonsense activities. So make no mistake, all activities unrelated to Krishna consciousness. Don't have any doubts. Not even. Least doubt. So, devotees, they practically, they know what to do. So devotees on their own, they take it upon themselves, voluntary responsibility, unpaid. Devotees will never charge for their lectures, for their preaching, free classes, no fees. So, the point is, when we are not qualified, when devotees come, we cannot recognize them. Not everybody recognizes Prabhupada. Only a few percentage, decimal percentage. People, very rare people here and there, they recognize him. Who is this Prabhupada? What is he doing in the world? And immediately they stood behind him, taking all risk. If you take risk for Krishna, your life is already delivered. Just you do anything for Krishna. Result is there or not, doesn't matter. Simply you are on the side of Krishna and push on the Krishna consciousness, and it is successful. So when devotees come, but we are in tamogun and rajogun, we don't understand the devotees. When you are in sattvagun, then you will understand the worth of the devotees. So, devotees want to go and spread good fortune, like Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva, if by goodness, if you want to come to a perfection or liberation or love of Krishna, that will take a long, long time. Or you may not come also. Again, some Vaishnava has to come and bless you. You go on doing good activities, what happens? You will go to heaven, no more here, you go to heaven. But again there the issues are there. So, the Prachetas were not looking forward to Lord Shiva. They were not praying, please, Lord Shiva, please come and give us some mantra, upadesh. Or please come and give us some knowledge. Ahaitiki, devotees, that's why the devotees are the representatives of God. You have to treat the devotees of God as good as God. As good as God. That they are spreading the mission of God. There is a you don't have to hold back anything when you want to serve the devotees of the Lord. Without reservation, you can serve the devotees of the Lord. That is called serving the devotees as good as God. That means they are accepting everything on behalf of God. So, like God, you don't hold back anything. Suppose Krishna comes, he will tell you something. So, nothing to think, just immediately do it. Similarly, when you serve the devotees, because they are not accepting anything for themselves, They are accepting everything on behalf of God. To God you have to do everything. So when God's representative comes, it's not that God has to come to claim things. Big people actually don't come. Krishna owns everything. But he's not coming to claim it. What Krishna does, Krishna owns everything. And if you don't give it up, what belongs to Krishna? Krishna will just throw you out and give you another opportunity. And again you start again holding and taking it. And Krishna will again push you until you mature. No, I cannot keep Krishna's things. Better that I give Krishna's things back to Krishna. So the devotees of Krishna, they come inexpertly in so many ways. They try to engage people in Krishna's service, and then the good fortune arises. Wherever a devotee goes, he is taking the good fortune and he wants to give. So prajatas, they are non-envious, they are very austere, they are very good, they are very obedient. So Lord Shiva thought, they are recipient. They can be proper recipient for Krishna consciousness. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is more merciful. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is more merciful. Here, Shiva is blessing prachatas who are in mode of goodness. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his Gaudiyas, Gaudiyas means all of us, people who are devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are more merciful than other Vaishnavas, because they are not looking for any qualification, disqualification, by giving the Maha Mantra. Shiva selected prachatas, but we don't select these people are good. No. Devotees approach anybody and everybody. Yeah. They create good fortune. So we are telling all this to convey the message that don't bother about the results or immediate results or material results. Devotees' hearts are always looking for how to make the other person spiritual. Automatically, just like we are giving everything to Krishna, we are giving our time, we are giving our wealth to Krishna because we are devotees voluntarily. So you make other person a devotee and voluntarily wants to come and serve. Voluntarily wants to, we made Sarada my devotee, Narsapa a devotee. You know, voluntarily they want to come. They want to come and serve, they want, if they have something, they want to come and donate it here, give it here, do service here. So that means you get everything. If you make the person a devotee, you get everything. But you go and just collect some 5,000 rupees and you are so happy, I collected 5,000 from him. No. So that means actually, when you preach, the soul becomes, you become very happy, the other person, if you educate him about spiritual life, he will be free from all anxieties, he will become happy. And voluntarily, not only that he will give, but he will go on giving. And then he will get all his people also to come and give. Just like you people went around and you went to all your relatives, do something for Krishna, do something for Krishna. Engage. when you become devotee, you want to. So, this Gaudiya mission is more merciful than Vaishnava mission, because here the Namo Mahavadanyaya, the most magnanimous of all incarnations, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We always know that money is never a shortage for devotees. The problem is that people don't come, people don't take it up. That is the problem. You see all ISKCON programs. I got a mail yesterday from Meda Temple. Colossal festivities. What does that mean? Colossal festivities. Colossal means, you know? No? Colossal means very big magnitude. Colossal. Colossal waste of money. That means great waste of money. The colossal festival, they are using the word colossal festival, Lokanath Swami. Colossal means is something people can never see in their life. Because devotees are so happy and proud to be doing these things for Krishna. Big things. So they are inviting everybody to Maya temple opening, which will be on Nityananda Trayadasi day, the 11th, 12th and 13th of February. They are throwing open the Noida temple. Now we have seen it when it is unfinished, no? Did you all come to visit Noida temple? So now they are saying massive festivities, just to draw the attention of entire Delhi city to Krishna Gana on time. We do big activities because people are impressed when things happen in a big way. Very big man, rich man, very anything big. Immediately, people are enamored, people are captivated, anything big you see. So, it's not that we have to spend so much money and do all that, but when you do it, it draws the attention of the public and there is good fortune in their life. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare